Good afternoon, tennis fan. Good afternoon, tennis fans. Welcome to the Yellow Ball Network, where you'll find all your tennis news. This is your host, Coach Denise, exploring tennis blessings and its effects on life journeys, normally with our mentors, but today you're stuck with just with me. Tennis is a wonderful sport which can be the vehicle that takes you through life's journey, and our mentors can provide that roadmap for your journey. Normally, I will be talking to one of those mentors each week, but as you know, we haven't been on the air most of the summer. Unfortunately, we've had some illness in my family with my wife Bobby and I, and we couldn't do this here, but I think we're back. Hopefully, our mentors will be joining us again. But for the next week or two, I'd ask you to put up with me so I can just be sure that my voice can hold up to this broadcast in the weeks to come. I understand that the success of the broadcast has been the wisdom of Alan Fox and Chuck Reese and Dr. John Murray, Scott Williams, Linda LeClaire, and the other mentors that I've been blessed to talk with. But before we can get back to those discussions, I need to know that my voice can handle the journey. And if not, and if you're still interested in my views, well, you will just try to continue reading them in Florida magazine. Florida Tennis Magazine. The almighty willing, I'll still be able to keep those articles coming in each issue. For those of you that don't get Florida Tennis Magazine, you can always go to www.fhstca.org and you can read the last issue there. Each month, we actually my past articles are also in there too. Each month we have the last issue published there. So if somebody's taking the last issue off of the clubhouse, don't scream and yell. Just go to the website, www.fhstca.org, and when the website comes up and you'll see Alan Fox rotating and Chuck Reese, you'll see there, and Dr. John Murray and Scott Williams, and then you'll see Florida Tennis Magazine rotating there. And if you just hit that Florida Tennis Magazine, you'll be able to read the last issue. Those of you, I hope you realize that there's so much more in Florida Tennis Magazine. This past issue, Jim March, the editor, did a fantastic article on Martina, our legend that's just been so great for women tennis. And there's articles from across the country and across the world, actually, there. And this is what would normally we try to bring you with this broadcast, and especially at this time of year, with coming up with the U.S. Open, and now our players are in Cincinnati, and they'll be getting ready to go. The women will be going to New Haven. We just left Canada. Wow, what an event that was. And normally, this is what our mentors will most of the time be talking about, the events from around the world. But I'm going to ask you to be patient with me for the next couple of broadcasts, because I do want to talk about Florida. And those of you listening abroad and listening in the other parts of the country, you could read a lot of it in Florida Tennis Magazine, because I know the magazine is sent all over the East Coast and I know people in California, people get it. So it's a lot of people read it all over, but of course you can listen to the Tennis Journey on this broadcast every week. We don't want to lose you. I just have to be sure that even though normally the conversation is going to be mostly from our mentors, if I want to make sure that the Almighty has me capable of answering those questions and everything before we go on. And we have a couple of things that we have to get straightened out with the Yellow Ball Network to make sure that I'm not on talking too much, because nobody wants to listen to my voice. I get tired of hearing it myself, truthfully. But speaking of Yellow Ball Network, I'd really like to thank the Yellow Ball Network for allowing me to be on for over 2 years now. And those of you that I'd like to thank our CEO, J.P. Weber, for hosting our tennis network. And if you're not following We Coach Tennis on Facebook, well, truthfully, you are missing out on some useful information. He has a very informative website. There's one of the things that I've talked about in some of my recent articles is about the internet and some of the stuff's available. Of course, besides the internet, there is no one thing that is the answer for everything in tennis. And of course, this September 28th to 30th will probably be the last time I will be conducting the workshop for the Florida Athletic Coaches Association. Thursdays will be in the Florida Tennis Mall, and then on Friday and Saturday we will be at the USTA Tennis National Campus, and I'll talk about that in a few minutes, because because of things this year, I just attended for the first time a few weeks ago there, and impressed with that, but more impressed with some people I met, and I'll get to that in a few minutes. But I think that it's important to recognize that coaching is something that is continuously changing. But I really do believe, as I don't think it, not in the last issue, the issue before, I talked about the legends that I based my FHS-TCA certification for high school tennis coaches through. And I think a lot of times I hear this new and that new. It's really, a lot of it is based on some stuff that has been around for a long, long time. And I talked about that in that article. But there is so much to learn. And I think if you are a coach, and especially if you're working with young people, and of course, as you know, I have a bias for high school tennis, coaching it for 20 years. But I really believe that, you know, we have a responsibility there. And I think the responsibility is not only with the coaches, but the responsibility is with the athletic directors and the school boards, because we have to ask ourselves an important question. Is tennis an after-school activity, or is it an after-school sport? And I've talked about that many times, but we haven't answered that question yet. Before I get into my thoughts for today, I would like to thank a few people. I think that there's people that's really supported the FHS-TCA and high school tennis. Those of you that aren't familiar with Wilson sports, over 100 years they've been involved in sports. I've been blessed to see about two-thirds of it. And it's I wish I'd be around for the next 100 years to see what they have. But they've been especially supportive of Florida high school tennis, supporting the All-Star tournament we have at the end of the season, and supporting high school tennis all over. Those of you from Texas, I don't have to tell you how important Wilson tennis is there. When we grow up in Florida, quite frankly, we want to be just like you are in Texas, and the great job you're doing, and you know, we'll look to keep copying those great things, and hopefully we'll do a greater job as you've done over the years. But Wilson has just been, when you think of tennis, you have to think of Wilson. And if you're thinking of the USTA, it's part of Wilson. And when you think of high school tennis, there is no better partner than tennis. And talking about the All-Star tournaments that we have, Flagler Insurance, and they're not just, they're primarily Florida, but Ron Scalzo actually, I think his insurance goes quite a bit up the East Coast too. But Flagler Insurance has been a main sponsor for the All-Star Tournament. And if you're looking for insurance needs, you can contact Flagler Insurance at 866-998-6155. And, you know, they'll be able to help you out. Talking about social media, interesting today, because on LinkedIn, I had notification today that District 15 NJTL Association, which again is a big part of supporter of high school tennis in Florida, that this is the 22nd year anniversary of its director, I shouldn't say director, chairman, Bobby Denise. And of course, those of you know Bobby Denise is my wife. And I sit there, and over the years, I could tell you that District 15 NJTL is a big part of Sebastian River High School having a tennis team. And I kid twice a year when they do the 10 and under programs there that I have to be there because my wife reminds me I can't afford a divorce. But the truth of the matter is I love working with the 10 and under kids. But what a great opportunity for your high school kids to work with them too. It's just such a great experience. And quite frankly, that's where many of the high school players come from. So it's something, if you're not doing in your community and if you're an active coach, I do suggest you get involved working with the 10 and under. And of course, District 15 and JTL, we've been blessed to have them in Florida. Bobby, I thanked her today for we've taken 8 teams to the AAU Junior Olympic Games, and God, what an experience that was! I was just so sorry, and I actually talk a little bit about that later on. I had a discussion at National Campus, and one of the things that I brought up there, I think we missed the boat on a few things because this is such a great event, getting these kids ready for college and everything. And for whatever reason, we're not part of it anymore. But, you know, it's just one more challenge that we have to work on, you know, to help grow tennis in the country. That's what our job is. I talked a little bit before about the All-Star team. I'm sad to say that there wasn't an All-Star event in Florida this year. Those of you that don't know, I stepped down as executive director a year ago. I thought it's best to kind of stay away and give the new people their own way to do things. We did change FHSTC to organization to alumni rather than association, because a lot of us older coaches and everything felt just in case we're needed in the future. You have to be available when you've given 20 years of doing something and coaching tennis. And there's some people that have given more. We have media past president of the organization, coach high school tennis, has 44 years in there. So the coaching, we need an all-star event. And Team Connection Tennis was a major part of that all-star. Our all-star coaches and our players were the best-looking group you ever seen, because Team Connection Tennis, which is the clothier of the FHSTCA, or I should say was the clothier of the FHSTCA, I hope it still is, dressed our players and coaches, and I can't thank them enough, and they'll always be a part of my broadcast and everything for what they do. And of course they ship all over the country, and if you're going back to school now like we are in Florida, we play in the springtime, some of you play in the fall. If you haven't ordered your uniforms yet, I can tell you right now, there is no better place than Team Connection Tennis. And you can reach them at 800-535-3975. As you can tell, my voice is starting to give out a little. But I do want to talk to you about things that are happening, like I said, mostly around here. On August 4th, Bobby and I, for the first time, we were able to attend the national campus. We've there for two reasons. One was that USPA put on school coaching category for high school coaches in the state of Florida. And it was a one-day workshop. They did a great job. John Emery, the executive director of the USPTA, was there, talked about the different functions that they offer. And, of course, when I was executive director of the FHSTCA, we had an agreement with the USPTA for training, and we were invited to their training. They have a program which John explained to the coaches there for $99 a year. They have a training for the school, not just for the tennis coach, the head tennis coach, but it's for the school. And I think it's a great, great investment for the schools. Coach Denise isn't going to be there forever. Last year I wasn't coaching the team no more. I'm a volunteer now, but if Coach Denise or Coach Smith or Coach Jones, whoever leaves the school, it doesn't matter, because you have the resources there to support the coaching. It's especially designed, their program especially designed for the new coaches coming in to the schools and everything. And I think it's so important. And no, I am not a USPTA member, but they do a great job. And if I was younger, I probably would be, but some 30 years ago, I joined the PTR, and quite frankly, that's how I wound up getting involved in high school tennis, because going through USTA programs, and the PTR, as president of the USPTR Florida section, one of the things that we were facing is don't let your player play high school tennis because some science teacher or math teacher is going to ruin the kid. And my platform was, that's nonsense. You know, it's not going to happen. And quite frankly, an athletic director said, why don't you put your money where your mouth is? And I said, what do you mean? My ego then was such that I thought I was doing a pretty good job. That was my campaign that I was on for the couple of years I was president. And he said, why don't you sit there and coach the high school team? And I did. And that's how I got involved in high school coaching. And I know that many of you can't afford, when I say many of you, the tennis pros can't afford to take that time. I've been blessed that I had a wife that was working at a, well, I won't say where, but she was doing very well, and a family that understood what my passion and love was. And, you know, quite frankly, when I did take that position, it cost me us a few thousand dollars every year from what I was getting paid for. So I do understand some of you coaches can't afford to do that. But if you are blessed like I was and you can take that time, the experience is something that you will never, ever forget. And the rewards are tremendous. I'd like to talk a little bit about the other thing. I went to the USTA National Campus was for it, because I received a phone call from Chris Mikowski, who is the director of experimental learning for USTAU. And he asked if we could meet, if I could come up there, or he would come down, him and his boss, Scott, to see me. And they wanted to get some ideas on high school tennis. Quite frankly, at first I was a little shocked that I received the call, but I said definitely I would. I reminded Chris that I was no longer the executive director of the FHSTCA, and he said they knew that. And they, so anyway, trying to find dates, and being I was going up there for the USPTA session, I said, how about if we do it at that day and go after? And Chris, or Mick, he confused me, and most people know him as Mick rather than Chris. His legal name is Chris, but I guess in Michigan everybody knows him as Mick. We agreed to doing that. And I can tell you, when I went up to Lake Nanona, which is especially an exciting area, what they're doing there and what they're doing with medicine. Matter of fact, I'll be talking about that in one of my articles in Florida Tennis Magazine, the next issue. But as impressive as, quite frankly, the location is and what they're doing there, I have to tell you, I was more impressed with our conversation with Chris and his boss, Scott. Bobby and I both left there saying that we couldn't remember the last time we had a USTA high-ranking official asking questions instead of telling us what should be done. And quite frankly, I'm excited to see what comes out of this in the future. One of the things in the three-page suggestions that I provided was, I think one of the things they could do is they could take the our encore presentation there and show it a month or two later to the other high school coaches around the country. If they do that or not, I don't know. I'm hoping that that could be one of the things that come out of there. But I have to tell you, Bobby and I have been blessed to go through a lot of good USTA programs. I know half of my audience says that I am anti-USTA because I complain when I see something that I object to. And the other half of the audience says they're tired of me protecting the USTA, that, you know, it's obvious that I spent 8 years on the USTA Florida Board of Directors. Well, I don't know if they would agree with you. I think some during that 8 years, and many of them thought I was a pain in you-know-where, too. So, but I am who I am, and at my age, I never learned to become politically correct in my communications, just like part of the problem with my broadcast is I'm not computer literate. I'm late getting into the 21st century. This is why if you have questions, if you object to what anything I say, I tell you to sit there and send me an email, Coach Denise, D-A-N-I-S-E dot F-H-S-T-C-A at att.net. And if you give me a telephone number and you want to discuss it, and if you're willing to get into a discussion about it, I love discussions where there's pros and cons and where nobody has all the answers and nobody gets rude and just points out their point of view. And I'm glad, I would be glad to share your views. Those of you who read Florida Tennis Magazine know that in my articles I've shared views that actually came from this broadcast. I had probably 6 months ago I had a response from Great Britain and from Germany tell me where I should be happy because I ask that question all the time, is high school tennis an after-school activity or a after-school sport? So I do want to hear what you have to say. The one thing I've learned in 77 years is that for sure I don't have the answers. I have, truthfully, more questions than I have answers. But I think until we get a dialogue where we can talk back and forth, that we're not going to be able to solve all these problems. I plead guilty sometimes when I hear discussions about USTA being wrong on this and wrong on the other thing, and I do remind people, and when you say they're wrong, some of the things that I voted on in my 8 years with the USTA Florida section, truthfully, I regret a couple of my votes, you know, but they were things, opinions I had at that time. But I think it's very important when you look at the overall, what they're doing and what the USPTA is doing and what the PTR is doing, I think that you will agree with their programs. If you take the time to go and take these programs, Can they be better? Can we add to them? Probably, sure we can. But, you know, I've attended many USA tennis teacher conferences. All of them good. The USTA Sport Medicine and Science program, I thought was well done. The USA Leadership and Programming and Growing the Game, excellent programs. The USTA and PTR National Teachers Conference that they had on there, excellent. I could tell you going through the training to be a local school coordinator, I thought they did a great job there. And, of course, I was blessed to be one of the local excellent tennis training directors and gone through that program and the national clinician program. And my experience, I will tell you, I probably learned more coaching some of the USA Team Florida teams from the kids than I learned from the other coaches, but you learn from everybody. And I think that, you know, I hear about the sports, people say that the high-performance coaching aren't producing enough pros in the United States. I will tell you, I think the sports, I've taken the sports science courses, the level one and level two certification. I became a high performance coach in 2002. And I think that all these programs can be improved on, but I think the resources are out there. I think what we have to ask ourselves is, are we taking the time to go and utilize these resources? And if not, I've been involved in a conversation on We Coach Tennis. They're talking about coaches being bad coaches and everything. Every profession has good and bad coaches. I think what you have to ask yourself is, you know, is the coach going and trying to continue their education? I think when I look back some 55 years ago and I got involved with coaching, and my first was coaching basketball, not coaching tennis, but quite frankly, you know, my coaching was on what I learned from the other coaches. In those days, you didn't have videos, you didn't have the library you did, you had to go to books to get your information, but you have to sit there and you have to go out and expand. And this is why I invite everybody to come to our 2017 FACA Fall Tennis Clinic on that Saturday. We open that program is for the coaches. If you're an FACA coach, and it's $60 to be a coach for the year, you're entitled to that workshop for free. And I think we put together a clinic that I will talk about more about in the future. But I think that it's a clinic that is going to help you speed up the journey. I will admit to you that the learning curve for me was probably longer than it was for other people, but there's a learning curve no matter what you're doing, and coaching is no different. And I lean on some of the other coaches. I talked about that in a previous article in Florida Tennis Magazine, and I have some people upset because I didn't name this person or I didn't name that person as coaches. But those senior coaches, I always tell the younger coaches, if you're privileged to be working with somebody who's been coaching a while, talk to them. Sit there and try to rob their mind and take what you like, take what fits into the way you are, because you have to be you. You can't be John Denise. You can't be Chuck Reese. You can't be Ellen Fox. You can't be Dr. John Murray. You have to be you. And if you're a woman, you can't be Linda LeClaire. But you have to be you. But there's things that you're going to take that they've done, and you're going to say, that fits in how I like to present my views. And you're able to do that. And that's what we try to do at the workshop. And we try to bring in most of the coaches, the presenters, our senior people there. I do sit there and send out invitations to all the people in our state particularly, and ask if they want to participate. Of course, I do look for a lesson plan if they are going to participate. We have Florida people, but those of you that have attended the workshops in the past know that I've been blessed to have people from Kansas and California and Carolinas and Texas, all come into the workshop as president. One of the advantages of being old, yeah, there's a lot of disadvantages of being old. The aches and pains come up. But one of the advantages of being old is that if you're giving of yourself and you're offering your services to other people when they're available, you get to meet a lot of great people. And I've been blessed to meet a lot of those people. And I've been blessed to have them come out. And I will tell you, I do feel, and I try not to let my ego get in the way too often, but I must admit that my ego, I do have an ego. And every year at the end of the year, I'm always looking at what do I do next year? What do I do next year? How could I make next year better than this year? After this year, I don't have to worry about that because we'll have other people doing it. But I do think that this year's presentation is at least equal, if not better, than any of the ones we have. We have a few people that have spoken before, like John Posner, Mike Kypris, Tony Kamen, one of our favorite people that come on, Carl Putnam, the program director for Parisi Speed School, will get us warmed up with dynamic stretching. And, of course, one of our founders of the FHS-TCA, Mike Kypris, who is with MK Sports now, consultant, will be doing double drills. But the workshop, and we have two USTA presenters, too, who, unfortunately, I haven't been able to give them credit in tennis, Florida Tennis Magazine, because I don't know who they are yet. But our workshop is based around Ashley Hobson. Interestingly enough, I had somebody contact me a couple of weeks ago when the agenda first came out in Florida Tennis Magazine and said, I see you have Ashley Hobson there a lot on Friday and Saturday, five times, would you like? And I said, do you know who Ashley Hobson is? You know, have you looked him up? Do you know who he is? I appreciate you offering your time. But when you're blessed to be able to get a type of coach that is a former Davis coach, a person that is the integrity that he has, a person that's developed as many people as he has, a person that many people recognize as one of the great coaches of our time, and the person is willing to sit there and present for 2 days, what are you going to do? You're going to take advantage of them. And truthfully, those of you that know me that I'm not bashful. And when somebody says, use me as much as you want, I will use you. So we are blessed to have Ashley Hobson there. I suggest you look at the agenda. Like I said, if you have Florida Tennis Magazine there. You can go there and look at it, or you can go to our website page, which is www.fhstca.org, and you just click on Florida Tennis and you can see the whole article there. I'm going to cut this short today. I have a lot of things I do want to talk about, and I will expand on next week. Hopefully, in a few weeks, things will be set up the way I believe they should be set up, and we'll be able to have our mentors back. And, of course, when the mentors are here, you know, I know you would have rather listened to Alan Fox and Chuck Greasy and John Murray and Scott Williams and Linda LeClaire and the other people we're blessed to have. And you won't be listening to my raggedy voice that much. But until then, we have to get some things done. I hope they will be. And I just, there are some important things that I think have to be talked about. And by the way, I was telling you the things that I was blessed to attend with the USTA. Those of you that know me know that Bobby and I did not attend that meeting to tell them how great they were. And we told them what some of the problems that we've seen that we think that need to be addressed. And like I said, I haven't been as impressive as the campus is. I'm more impressed with Chris and Scott that sit there and, you know, listen. Little things like, you know, we have a new program now with Generation Tennis. Is it good? I think one of the great things about it is that everybody now is going to, you know, have to go through to make sure that we don't have people that are presenting to kids that have criminal records. I mean, that should have been done a long time ago. But as Bobby pointed out, since she was involved with District 15 NJTL in the 90s, she was using 10 and other programs. At first it was called ITF, Play and Stay Tennis. Then it went to Rally Ball Tennis. Then it went to Quick Start Tennis. And I must admit, it was me pushing because the USTA was pushing me. That I used to be a board member and, you know, your wife's running that. Why don't you push her? And she said, we keep changing names. And no sooner, it took me a year to convince her. And once I convinced her, we found out that Quick Start Tennis, Quick Start was a name already taken. So the USTA changed it to 10 and under. And now we're going into, what, new generation? But what is it? It's the same program. I do ask the question, are we spending our money wisely when it comes to our marketing program? I know you have to market and things, but just to keep doing the same program and changing names, what does it do to the coach that is doing these programs, or I should say the coach, but the tennis director that are doing these programs, and they have an investment in there, and now all of a sudden we're changing all the names and everything. And how much money is the USTA spending for all that new signs and everything, and can that money be used in other places? The questions. I don't have the answers because I'm not privileged to be on the board, but I think these are things we should discuss. So I'm not going to go through everything we discussed because, like I said, you know, I had 3 pages of suggestions, but I was impressed that they sat there and said they want to hear. They weren't there telling me what to do. So I will talk with you next week. You have a blessed week. Tell your friends to please listen. Tell your friends that they're not going to have to listen to me rattle on forever, that our mentors will be back, the Almighty willing. And I'm sure we're going to get JP to get things done. And if not, then unfortunately, I shouldn't say unfortunately, because I think I write better than I sound. So pick up Florida Tennis Magazine and you can read the articles there. You have a blessed week. Tell your friends, and I look forward to talking with you next week. Bye-bye.